The U.S. Coast Guard has been out in force around western Alaska this month to assess both its capabilities and limitations amid warming Arctic waters. KNOM's Paul Korchin has more.
Our rescue swimmers being deployed using a direct deployment. This technique is used in high surf for dangerous terrain, and it leaves the rescue swimmer actually tethered to the helicopter for a rapid recovery.
Jayhawk and Pavehawk helicopters buzzed Nome's historic Gold Rush Beach on Sunday as Zodiac boats darted across the waters in a public display of the Coast Guard's search and rescue capabilities. The Air Force and National Guard also participated. It was all part of Operation Arctic Crossroads, a two-week exercise aimed at giving the Coast Guard a better handle on a portion of the globe it expects to see a lot more of in coming years. Commander Michelle Weber is leading the drill.
We realize we really have a gap in our knowledge, a large gap that we need to fill because the Coast Guard is not always up here a lot, at least not shore-based, although there may be an occasional icebreaker that comes through. And that's another reason why we're reaching out to local communities and talking with folks that have lived here and their ancestors have lived here for thousands of years to see how they best do boating and working on the ice and how we can learn from them.
Last summer, the Coasties conducted similar exercises in Barrow. And on Monday, the Coast Guard's top officer made his second trip to Nome within the past year, underscoring the heightened importance of northern seas amid a warming climate.
There's water where there didn't used to be, and we're responsible for it. The assets you see behind you have been deployed up here, and we need to have a very critical analysis of whether or not they're actually adequate to the task. We know in some cases we need different types of assets potentially. We have challenges up here with navigation, communications, and other things, but we don't know exactly what we need until we get up here and we actually test the equipment with our people.
Four-star Admiral Thad Allen led a group of dignitaries on a trip to Shishmaref, hosting members of the Obama administration's Commerce and Interior Departments, along with environmental and climate change advisors to the White House. During a media briefing at the National Guard hangar in Nome, Allen noted a priority of his involves formally demarcating critical waterways for the inevitable marine traffic.
More commerce means more traffic through the Bering Straits. One of the things we need to deal with right away, in my view, is vessel traffic through there and how to do that safely. So we're starting to talk about a vessel traffic separation scheme, very similar to other transit straits around the world, whether it's the English Channel, Straits of Gibraltar, and so forth. The way you do that is you work out an agreement with Russia on the best way to separate traffic northbound on the right side, southbound, so you have them separated, and then go to the International Maritime Organization to actually get that codified in terms of international treaty. We are starting the process to do that right now.
In its final week, the Bush administration issued a sweeping Arctic policy directive intended to guide the U.S. in future scientific, economic, and environmental endeavors. Nancy Sutley chairs the White House Council on Environmental Quality, and she indicated the new president also has the Arctic on his radar.
The Obama administration recognizes that the Arctic poses these specific challenges, that the changes that you see in the environment, climate change, having an impact on the Arctic and the ocean and marine resources. One of the reasons that we felt it was very important to go forward on ocean and marine policy, on ocean and marine resources. So I think the Arctic policy gives us a place to start, but it's not the end of the story.
Dr. Jane Lubchenco is the Undersecretary of Commerce and the Administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. She said the Arctic is front and center for her agency.
We're here in Alaska to see ground zero for climate change, if you will. We also will be focused very much on thinking about how to adapt to climate change that's already underway. What does that mean on the land? What does it mean on the water? Because NOAA has stewardship responsibilities for marine resources, we have to factor into our management plans the fact that the climate is changing and species are moving.
The Coast Guard is pondering a forward operating base someday, somewhere in northwest Alaska. Nome city leaders are hoping it will end up on their shores. In Nome, I'm Paul Korchin.